In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In this morning's epistle, which, by the way, the epistle and the gospel today are appointed for the feast of Saint Sabas the Sanctified, who we celebrate today, who was a leader of monastics in Palestine in the early days of monasticism. And he was, in fact, not only a spiritual father to many monks, but he was, in fact, set over all of the monasteries of the desert in Palestine. So not just over one monastery, but over many of them, because he was recognized for his holiness. And in today's epistle reading, we hear about the beautiful fruit of the Spirit, but also, toward the end, St. Paul says this: if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. It's possible to hear this and to sort of think that it seems to contradict a teaching of our Lord in the Sermon on the Mount. The famous teaching about the speck in the other person's eye and the plank in your own eye. In Matthew chapter 7, the Lord says, "Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye, or the board in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove the speck from your eye,' and look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." Often when we hear that, and it's a very familiar teaching, we interpret it, or we at least apply it, in the sense that we're supposed to overlook the sins of others and not sort of notice them, and certainly not to do anything about them. Kind of an attitude of laissez-faire, like hope for the best for our brother, but we should kind of ignore their mistakes and their faults. That seems to contradict what St. Paul is saying here, but actually it doesn't. St. Paul says, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, restore him in a spirit of gentleness. The contrast here between the Lord's words about the plank in your own eye and not judging others, and St. Paul's words here about restoring the brother, the difference is a difference of attitude, of our attitude toward the other person, toward the person who is struggling with sin. Our Lord condemns an attitude of condemnation, that if we look at our brother and we think less of him because of his struggle, or we look at him and we sort of dismiss him and demote him because of his sin, that is wrong. And it betrays the fact that we ourselves are struggling with an even greater sin that we are ignoring, the sin of pride. That is the plank in our own eye when we seek to, in a spirit of judgment and a spirit of arrogance, remove the speck from our brother's eye. But by contrast, St. Paul says that if we see someone who is, not that they're just struggling with a trespass, but when they are overtaken by it, when it is harming them, when it is sort of beyond their strength or their ability by themselves to get out of it, when they're overtaken by it, overcome by it, that we should seek to restore them out of a spirit of gentleness, seeing sin as a harm they are suffering. That's another difference between what the Lord said and what St. Paul says, or difference, a contrast in attitude, is that the Lord is addressing those who see sin in a legalistic way, that the brother is sinning and I need to fix him. Whereas St. Paul sees it in a therapeutic or a healing sense, that this is something that this person, that's harming this person, and they need help to escape from it. Then St. Paul says, look to yourself, lest you too be tempted. And here, actually, St. Paul's saying the same thing as Christ. Christ says, first remove the plank in your own eye, so that you can see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. That when we are, even if we're motivated by love to help our brother, we need to be very careful to strive ourselves for holiness, so that our good deed doesn't get hijacked by hidden pride. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. And here we see St. Paul contradict that attitude that we sometimes take from the Lord's teaching about not judging other people. Not judging other people doesn't mean simply ignoring them, simply abdicating responsibility for our brother. Because in the teachings of the scriptures, we are all connected to one another. In the church, we're all connected as one body, but even beyond the limits of the church, beyond the walls of the church, we're all connected together because we share the same humanity, that human nature that Christ came to redeem. We belong to one another. And so, it is our responsibility, out of love, to bear one another's burdens. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, when we see a brother or a sister who's caught in a sin that they are perhaps not aware of, and certainly not able to escape from by themselves, if we have a relationship where we can approach them and they can see that we're approaching them in love, it is important for us to overcome that sort of reticence and self-consciousness and maybe fear of what their response will be in order to give them the word of salvation, in order to help them, or to at least offer our help, and it's up to them whether to accept it, in order to escape from that sin that is holding them back and holding them down. All the while praying and striving to purify our hearts so that we can do this without any taint of pride or any taint of self-glory. So this takes a great deal of discernment, but it's worth the effort, because Christ came to redeem us. And he came and didn't just heal people, but after healing them, he said to them, go and sin no more. Likewise, as he purifies us and gives us strength to do so, we ought to do the same in a spirit of love. To him be glory, honor, and worship, together with his Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.